It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
For nearly half a century, the PRCA has called Colorado Springs home, with the Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy opening its doors back in 1979. You know, a lot of history lives in those walls, but now the sport is built on dust, grit, tradition, and it's looking hard at its future. Cheyenne, Wyoming, where rodeo is the official state professional sport, is making a really strong case for a purpose-built campus, a prime crossroads location, and a state that doesn't just host rodeo, it lives it. If you can't tell, this old boy is good with the potential move to Wyoming's capital city. How about you?
I'm Max Risden, sales director at the Sioux Steel Company, and proud to be fifth generation in our family business. We know you count on quality when investing in your farm or ranch, which is why we guarantee Sioux Steel and high-quality 2-inch gates for life. Whether your gates belong to you, your children, or the next generation, our family is here to support families like yours.
Upgrade your operation with a lifetime guaranteed gate from the legendary family-owned Sioux Steel Company. To find your local Sioux Steel dealer, head to SiouxSteel.com.
That's SIOUXSteel.com.
The Territorial Rodeo Update returns to its roots this week as we spotlight the top three rodeo athletes in each event from our original territory. You're going to hear some names you know, so here we go.
Hold on to your hats, folks.
First in the bareback riding, Nebraska's Garrett Shadbolt sits number 5 in the world this week. North Dakota's Clay Jorgensen sits back in 19th overall. And South Dakota's Shane O'Connell from Rapid City back in 26th.
Well, okay then.
Tops from the territory and Bulldog in North Dakota's Seth Patterson and Rope Smith sit 11th and 17th respectively. Peyton McIntyre from Douglas, Wyoming back in 21st. Team Rope and Headers, Kellen Johnson from Casper, Wyoming is 10th, and Mitch Barney from Blair, Nebraska 13th, and South Dakota's Logan Olson 14th. On the heels from the territory, it's Pueblo, Colorado's Trey Yates clear up in 4th place, Carson Johnson from Casper, Wyoming in 9th, Midland, South Dakota's Jay Nelson 12th.
Well, I guess this is the time of year for kids to horse around.
Saddlebronc riding, Wyoming cowboy Brody Wells is 4th, Gunnison, Colorado's Coleman Schaubetter 9th, and Missouri's Blake Stetch back in 13th. Calf roping. We gotta go to 12th place to find our first territory cowboy in Missouri's Tom Cruise. Krause. Maple City, Kansas is represented in 17th place with Luke Potter. Then Gehring, Nebraska's Riley Pruitt, fresh off an appearance at the NFR, back in 29th place at the moment. This one's for the ladies in the barrels. The territory is led by Rifle Colorado's C.J. Vondette, 24th in the world. Then Kansan Chelsea Moore in 27th, and Glenham, South Dakota's Summer Kozel, back in 28th. The territory is best represented, actually, in bull riding. That's right. Colton Byram from Mound City, Kansas, number 3 in the world at the moment. Lusk, Wyoming's Colton Coffin is 4th, and Mason Moody from up the road in Letcher, South Dakota, number 5. Folks, that's our special territory edition of the TRU this week. I'm Derek Beck, and it's been fun. Follow the Territorial Rodeo Update on Facebook, rodeotru.com. Until next time, we'll see you down the trail.